oceans play a key role in the life support system of our planet, if you might say. And the oceans provide every second breath, so half of the oxygen that we consume on the planet comes from the oceans. The oceans absorb carbon. Many people are not aware that as much carbon dioxide from the atmosphere is absorbed into the oceans as is absorbed by trees and grass and so on. So it's just as active in that regard. The oceans recycle nutrients for us. The oceans provide food for us. The oceans transport energy. The oceans, obviously, key transportation networks. They are very much central to society and provide key ecosystem services to a large extent are neglected.
This year's theme is Healthy Oceans, Healthy Planet. Do we have healthy oceans and a healthy planet?
It's important to understand that the ocean is a singularity. We sometimes use the term oceans.
Exactly.
We're used to talking about the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic or the Indian or the Southern and so on. But in reality, the ocean is a singularity. It's all connected. Obviously, there are some parts of the ocean, some areas of the globe, that are more impacted than others. Some areas are more overfished than others. Some areas are more polluted than others. When it comes to problems such as ocean acidification, we know that that occurs more rapidly in the higher latitudes or in colder water. So the health of the ocean is not a singularity, but the system works together. And a lot of the problems, especially pollution and ocean acidification, that occur in one area are transported around the globe to other areas, impacting communities, you know, coastal communities around the globe.
Is there a particular main threat that the ocean is facing today?
I actually like to speak of five specific threats. Obviously, pollution, for example, plastics in the ocean, but that's only one type of pollution. There are many sources of pollution, and most of the pollution in the ocean comes actually from land-based activities, runoff from our cities and our farms and our factories. In addition to pollution, obviously there's overfishing, the unsustainable extraction of living resources. Then there's the destruction of habitat, and this is primarily in the coastal area, but it also occurs in deep water through things like ocean trawling, which damages benthic habitat. And then, of course, there are introduced marine species. As ships and yachts travel around the world, they are transporting species from one area of the ocean to another, often, and those species become invasive. And then finally, the fifth and perhaps the biggest threat is, of course, climate change. The oceans are warming, the oceans are becoming more acidic. This is a major problem. It's effectively a game changer when we're talking about the health of the oceans.
Now, what is being done to tackle these problems or these challenges?
Many, many different activities going on around the globe to try and address these various threats. Probably aware that there is the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, which obliges member states, or sorry, the parties to that convention, to protect the ocean. Also, the country is at this moment negotiating sustainable development goals, and it's very pleasing to see that one of the proposed goals is directly addressing oceans and the various threats to oceans.
Now, of course, you are the director of IAEA Environment Laboratories. What role do these laboratories play in protecting the ocean?
We actually are the only marine laboratories within the UN family, and we play a very important role. Our core mandate, obviously, is to monitor radioactive pollutants in the environment, and we continue to do that. And, for example, we're working closely with Japan now in the wake of the Fukushima accident to monitor and verify the data coming from Japan on marine contamination from Fukushima.
Now, do ordinary citizens have any role to play in this?
I think they do. I mentioned these five threats, not the least of which is climate change, and everything ordinary citizens can do their part to reduce their climate footprint. Similarly, the public can take conscious efforts to reduce pollution. Think about the way they dispose of their litter, particularly plastics. So these are examples of things we can do. We can choose to consume fish products that have been harvested sustainably, so we should educate ourselves on which species are harvested sustainably.
Are you optimistic about the future of oceans?
I am optimistic. The oceans face some major threats, and we cannot be complacent. We have to act urgently, and we have to act in a sustained way. There's no quick fix solution to this. And I'm really hoping this year will be a year of decision. And if we can move forward from here, address pollution, address overfishing, address introduced species, address habitat destruction, then I think the oceans have a future.